I've been giving a lot of thought to the nature of the conversation for this exploration of navigating chaos. And the whole idea for this came from my belief that we're at a place on a scale that there is no answer to anything. All there remains for us, I believe, is to examine the level of inquiry that we're prepared to engage. And it's the level of inquiry that will allow us to be resourceful and resilient in the face of things that certainly, if you were to consider it from an intellectual perspective, is profoundly overwhelming. And I don't think that overwhelm is a useful state for making choices and decisions. I think overwhelm is a really powerful place to be when you recognize that the physical body, the quantum biological human body, is a repository of intelligence. So when we are on overwhelm, the body is seeking to grok information beyond the capacity of the intellect to make sense of it. So it's not that overwhelm is a bad thing. It's the tools that we choose to engage in that state of overwhelm will determine how resourceful we are able to remain. So all of you have been exposed to this body of knowledge, the Well Systems body of knowledge, quantum TLC, and the code model for an extended period of time. You've all had the experience of living your life through the perceptual filters that those things allow, and will still catch yourself living your life through not that. You'll catch yourself living your life through history and habit and repetition. And at some point in time, we become compelled to recognize that no matter what's happening, we're choosing. The question is, are we choosing mindfully and with intention? Are we choosing consciously, or are we running habit? And if we're running habit, we're going to get more of what we got. So one of the things that I'm sure somewhere along the line you've heard me say repeatedly in the audio material, my belief about it, and I have now believed this for over 20 years. Those of us who explore and engage through this body of knowledge, we are an emerging species. So you and I are not who our parents were. You and I are not the version of Homo sapiens sapien that your siblings may be. We're not the version that you find being addressed with the expectations that go that, because every version of you has an expectation attached to it, that you're going to find being presupposed through mainstream media. You are a very different expression of human once you have had the experiences that you have had. So at the very top of this conversation around loss, I think it's really important for us to recognize that we are an emerging species. And one of the ways that we can recognize that is if you consider, you know, and there have been lots of links that have been shared. There's blog, my blogs regularly point to this. Originally, the work of Bruce Lipton a very long time ago, and the work of Greg Braden, and the work of Nassim Haramy, those three in particular, they provide irrefutable science that says we are not what we have been told we are. We are something very, very different. And for those who've experienced the Well Systems journey, There isn't one of you here that doesn't know that. The question becomes, how often do you go into mind-numbed mode and forget it? Because the only thing you have available to you when you do that is history and habit. Is trying to live your life in massive, massive turmoil and chaos through perceptual filters that are designed for habituation and compliance. So the old Jesuit thing, give me a child until they're seven and I'll show you the man. So you and I have been culturally conditioned on a global scale for repetition and habit and compliance, all contextualized inside the box of safety. If you want to be safe, do what you're told. If you want to be safe, trust authority is acting on your best, in your best interests. If you want to be safe, don't confront. If you want to be safe, don't argue, don't disagree, don't question. So we become 20 and 30 and 40 and 60 and 80, and we're still living like that. When everything in our bodies is screaming, this isn't working. And up pops fear. Fear that I know this isn't working. And if I actually choose to do anything that confronts that, somebody's going to hurt me. They're going to hurt me physically. They're going to hurt me financially. They're going to hurt me in terms of how I'm perceived by others. They're going to hurt me by isolating me, alienating me, shutting me out, all of those things. So fear and safety are the back and the front of the same hand. So my interest in this conversation today is starting by contextualizing it within the recognition. I have no doubt about it. I have no doubt about it for me, and I have no doubt about it for you. We are an emerging species. So we are treading new ground. And now culturally, we're being presented with a structure of reality that is basically smacking us in the face every day. Who are you going to choose to be? The emerging species or the habituated one? How are you going to create your reality? As an emerging species, or as one who is in the coma of habituation, because it's a choice. Everybody on this call knows it's a choice. You may have friends and colleagues and siblings and partners and mates and whatever who don't know it's a choice, but you know. So you have the potential to actually create something very different for yourself in the face of this incredible turmoil, and it's not going to get easier, it's going to get more complex. In the face of this incredible turmoil, and you can move through this with mindful and intentional choice if you choose that for yourself. And if you're not choosing it, then you know you're already running habituation. So if you don't have a sense of making mindful choices, you know you're in the default. So all the stuff that was in that blog post that I did with Nassim's latest work, everything that he talked about from about the 30-minute mark on validates everything I've been doing for the last 30 years. You already know that because you're living that. So his science, if you need external validation, his science is the permission for you to act from what you know. Even though others around you will not be doing that because they are in the coma of habituation. So one of the things that happens is that when you choose to recognize you're an emerging species and you live from that, you begin to reposition an inquiry inside yourself that basically explores, how do I recognize truth? So from this perspective of you as an emerging species, what it means is that you've discovered certain things through your experience that other people may not yet have had the opportunity to discover. And that is that you can have a different perspective. And when you have a different perspective, it means your interpretations can be different. Your perspective on how, quote unquote, the world is can be very different. And from that, your interpretations of what all that means and where you fit into all of that can also be very different. Your ability to create perceptual shifts is one of your most powerful resources. And then you add to that your relationship, your connection with the Well Systems body of knowledge, which is designed to educate into those altered perceptions. The code model, which is intended to provoke movement of the natural intelligence in the repository of the body. And quantum TLC, which is intended to actually digest and metabolize the intelligence at speeds that far exceed your intellect. So when you have a multiplicity of shifts occurring, we live in a world where nothing is as it was, nothing. Not our children's education, not the banks, not the climate, the weather, not our interpretation of alternative life forms beyond our own. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Your intellect can't handle that. So if you don't have an alternative approach that allows you to consider everything that you thought you knew through different perceptual filters, then your tendency may well be to cover your head and not get out of bed. There will certainly be significant implications around safety. And the tendency, if you're not mindful and intentional, the tendency will be to allow habituation to kick in, which is about choose what keeps you safe. And often what keeps us safe is not being seen, not being heard. So do not rock the boat. And that is a very old message that's ingrained in the body. And if you're intentional, mindful choosing does not direct you elsewhere, then that will be your resource. That's where you will go. And what you'll end up doing is silencing yourself. So the problem with being an emerging species is that you have to choose it. There is not sufficient history. There are not enough awake, aware, and intentional mothers who have given birth and created a space for their children to be awake, aware, and intentional, who have had their children in the same way. It takes at least 3 to 5 generations. And we're not there yet. So the current challenge that we face is the frequency, the immensity, the intensity, and the complexity of change. Everything is changing on all fronts, all the time. And if you listen to mainstream media, which I don't do, but if you listen to mainstream media, the message is, it's quite funny actually to watch some of the clips that they've done about this, because you have multiple television stations in different parts of the country across the US and Canada, and they're all using the same script. So they have them reading and speaking to the script, and they're all saying exactly the same thing, but they're hours apart and geographically potentially at different ends of the country. It doesn't matter. So you have to ask yourself, how does that happen? Like, who owns mainstream media so that they can create that kind of coherence amongst these transmission stations around the world. So my choice as an emerging species, my choice is to perceive change, whatever its level of complexity or frequency or density or intensity. Change equals gateway. So the process of change is a fifth level expression. It's at the level of the throat. So it's at the level of the throat that as an emerging species, as a mindful, intentional being, I choose, whatever the change is, I choose to acknowledge that that change that I'm experiencing is a gateway. So part of that is in recognizing the gateway means that I have to revisit my definition of change as good, bad, right, or wrong. Which means that in a situation where change has resulted in loss, and it doesn't always, but it can, I have to revisit my interpretations around loss because they're all nominalizations. Part of the recognition is that we can't presume anything. We can no longer presume that anything is not subject to change. So that means everything in your personal life, everything in your community life, everything in the lives of the people that you care about. That goes from family relationships to marriages to politics to organizations seeking to impose global oversight control. So there is nowhere in there, there is no level at which we are spared the tentacles of that level of change. I think we live at a time where we have to accept and acknowledge that change, you know, there was always sort of a catchy little saying that the only thing you can count on is change. Well, I think we're way past that. I think that we have to acknowledge that the very context within we exist now is change. There is no context within which we live our lives where we can say, that's the way it is today, and I know that's the way it will be tomorrow. I don't think you can say that anymore. When a bank collapses, there are implications for that, of that, for anyone who is banking there. And when banks begin to collapse more generally in a culture, there are all kinds of implications for money, the value of money, the ability to be able to sustain shelter, access to food, all of it. So a conscious awareness of change as the now natural, repetitive context for living is very different from what our cultural conditioning historically has prepared us for, which is not change. It's repetition of the status quo. That's what you and I all have been trained to do. So not only have different elements changed, but the entire context within which we now wake up every single day, we wake up and we wonder, I wonder what's changed today, because something will have changed. So part of that is recognizing, as I said before, that change isn't good, bad, right, or wrong. However, if your cultural conditioning has led you to live your life from the coma of habituation, change is bad. Because you have not developed the skills, the resources, the ability to be able to embrace change and know how to move through that embrace. What you've been taught to do is how to maintain and sustain the status quo. Those are very different skills. So part of that is the silence. You know, don't say anything, don't ask, don't do any of that stuff. But change is a gateway, which means it's a choice point. So here is what so many people are profoundly stressed about these days. Because we live in a world where our context for living has become change, the stress that's associated with waking up every day in the face of constant change demands choice. People are not comfortable living with knowing that every single day they're going to have to make a mindful choice about something. It's just so much easier to know that today is going to be exactly like yesterday. It's going to draw on my same level of resourcefulness. And if I sustain the status quo, it's going to be the same tomorrow. None of that applies anymore. There are lots of people who continue to live their lives as if that were true, and it's not. Having to live your life every day from a mindful choice is an incredible amount of pressure on the body if your body is plugged in to habituation. But no one here is plugged into habituation. Everyone here has had ample opportunity to unplug from habituation and to begin to explore and develop your capacity for being in the now and trusting what moves through you as your cues for how you're going to choose about X in this moment. Never mind what you did about X yesterday. It's not yesterday anymore, it's now. And potentially X is presenting yet again, and the opportunity exists for you yet again to make a mindful and intentional choice. So for people who like to live from just get on with it, you know, like I know this, I've been doing this all my life. I'm just going to do this the same way I've always done it. Increasingly, that is going to become a recipe for tremendous loss. And it'll be loss at multiple levels of logical levels of thinking. And my belief about it is that the great gift that it is that change is the jarring invitation to the body to mindfully choose where you stand.